All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Roberto, you are aware that when you put new bumps in, it's not all just Roberto get laid music. What have you done? What is this? Have you been just watching
Yeah, that is a song by Tupac called Bury Me a G, sampling the Isley Brothers.
Is this another one of those songs that you would soil your father's hot tub in? We're going to need to drain that.
We were into more like nefarious type things that maybe we'll talk about later.
The Foles-Peterson combo is the only QB coach underdog combo I trust. I don't trust Rivers. Mike, I'm a foxhole guy. I think the Lions are making a deep run next year. It's from Rich. Wentz could get you draft picks and or more weapons, making Foles better. TJ, I fought this all week. I've been saying the same thing the last month as Sully. I feel your pain with these guys not buying into Big Stick Nick.
You can't. I mean, yeah, you can't deny what the guy's done, but come on.
I'm not getting rid of Carson Wentz.
There's also a part of your team where when the backup comes in, I think it raises the level of play of everybody else, right? You're not relying on one guy that's, you know, a stud to go out and kind of carry the weight. Everybody else kind of has to pick it up.
Well, you think Philly's going to cover? See, I think they're going to get smashed.
Yeah, I think they. Well, when the line first came out last week, I think it was almost 9.
I think it's 8 right now.
Yeah, I'll still take them to cover, but that's. I think that game and the Rams game. I think those are the two games I can see a chance of getting out of control.
It'll be fun because you and I agree on Colts, and I think we have the same. Saints are going to win. I see the difference is I think they'll cover. The two we have just total disagreement is Chargers, Pats. Mm-hmm. But you think Chargers will cover. You don't think Chargers will win.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's going to be an out-of-control game. I think it's coming down to, honestly, I could see a 24-21 type game. I don't see it being a blowout.
Dallas, you don't believe they cover. You believe the Rams run them out of the stadium?
I think there's a good chance. Yeah, I do. I think the Rams needed that bye week. They needed to kind of recollect themselves, kind of get back to thinking, all right, what did we get away from? What are teams doing to us right now that we're not having as much success? I think they needed that extra week to really do some self-scout, do some evaluation. And I think McVay's the type of guy that strikes me as an innovator and an adjuster, not a stubborn type guy that's just going to run what he knows. I think he's going to make some changes, and I could see that game getting out of hand.
Dallas will win. It'll be a home game for them. They'll control TOP. Goff, 28th best quarterback under pressure. All right, well, let's get him. The underdog stuff is in there. The Nick Foles stuff is rearing its ugly head. I want to get into Kyler Murray a little bit at 3:30. A lot of football today with TJ with us. We'll go to Nick, who's up next. Nick, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, not at this point, Sully, but this is just Nick, not Big Stick Nick. So, but I'm picking the Colts to win, but I want the Chargers to win. My heart's with the Chargers, just like you, but I think the Colts will do it. But I wanted to make one point about Nick Foles. Here's what I think he is. I think he's Brock Osweiler. I think everyone's falling in love with him. Someone's going to pay him big money. He's just going to be what Brock Osweiler was, not anything special. I think people are forgetting about that.
Listen, I'm with you. And again, Sully takes it personal like we're insulting a family member. I can appreciate what he's done. But when you start talking about Carson Wentz out, Nick Foles in, or Sully had the comments about this is going to be one of the all-time free agency pursuits since Reggie White, I go, okay, now I'm out. And I look, I'm a Giants fan, so I can only – my team actually needs a quarterback. I wouldn't pay this guy 10 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just where I'm at.
Yeah, that's a great point, too.
Brock Osweiler is a prime example.
Yeah, there's been multiple examples. I mean, what Matt Cassel, right? I mean, goes 11-5, whatever it was when Tom Brady got
the Chiefs,
hurt, right?
Disaster.
Yeah, and you know,
Matt
I love
another
Cassel,
example.
But it's you see these guys pop up that kind of spark for a few games everybody falls in love with, and then when they're asked to be the guy, the expectations are a lot higher. They tend to be a backup for a reason.
Have you begun your list of top 10 players?
I have not. I will get on that. I need a pen, though. Can I get a pen?
Can we get a pen to this man, please? Hey, Roberto, if you would, put down the sexy jams and the lube, and could you get this man a pen? Any more hot tub classics you're going to be playing for us today?
Oh, this is a custom playlist today.
Yeah. Roberto, it is NFL Divisional Weekend, and you decided today was the day for booby jams.
Boner jams 19. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's all right. This is all Roberto circa 95 with hair having all kinds of nefarious sex in his dad's hot tub.
Okay, I think he brought the. You bring those in on a cassette tape, too. I think.
Roberto. Roberto, would you put the boombox at the edge of the hot tub, or would you like put it outside of the screen door?
No, there was a full stereo system
in the hot tub.
In the room.
Roberto told. Wait, there was a room?
It was like a Florida room. An indoor.
Oh, my.
Patio.
God.
How many songs would you get through?
Oh, half of one, maybe.
One verse.
Not even to the chorus.
I just buy the singles.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we just learned this the other day where he had this. And, like, normally Roberto tries to be a little bit provocative. And this, he just blurted it out. And it was like a throwaway line. Yeah, you know, I used to get busy in my dad's hot tub. I'm like, wait, what? And then we started talking about it briefly, but see, I didn't realize you were going
to... I had like no shame in my game either, man. Like I would, you know, because the patio was on the back end of the house, so there were windows looking into the patio. So,
oh, no.
I mean, there was a whole scene going on. Anybody could have seen anything.
Wow, I appreciate your honesty.
What's more disturbing, the Chargers pass protection or Roberto Dong highlights? Jesus. Do you have pictures of you with hair from this time period in life?
Yes.
Could we see those?
Yes.
Preferably clothed.
I will bring it in during the break, actually. I have it here.
Oh, man. All right, I want to see this. Roberto. Fantastic. More of your upset specials this weekend. TJ creating the top 10 players you'll see this weekend. We'll talk a little Kyler Murray. And again, Sully's doing the pole dance with Nick Foles again. So it's all there for you, 248-539-9797. More of the people next, 97.1. Some form of non-fitting cardigan. This is what I get.
Quite the description.
Roberto has handed me a photo from the Christmas of 97. And when I tell you, and TJ, I'm going to hand you this photo, which you have not seen.
I'm excited.
This is a young Freddie Prinze Jr. This is
full of life.
Well, first of all, you're 17 in this photo.
Yeah.
You're holding a massive drink. So that's probably a harbinger of things to come.
It was a family event, so I don't know. Probably just coke.
But Roberto is TJ. I'm not kidding you. He is wearing a satin silver dress shirt.
Ooh.
He has this
classy.
He's looking into the camera like, yeah, I just railed your girl.
Ooh.
And he has this strange, almost Miguel Cabrera looking character next to him. Do you care to tell us who that is?
That is my brother.
Oh my God. That's the mafia researcher.
Yes.
Wow. There's a Christmas tree, but all Roberto is emanating is holiday sex. I'm going to show you this. We're all taken aback. Roberto, would you be willing to share this with our audience?
I will post it to my Twitter, yes. And we'll have Sully will retweet it.
I'll give you a retweet. Yeah, you should just call this hot tub era sex. This is remarkable. TJ, I'm going to hand this to you.
Yeah, let me take a peek.
You know what this also shows?
Hashtag 97, let's F.
You know what? There's a bottle of Tito's with your name on it if you do that. I also would like to submit this to the court. Is this proof that marriage and kids does indeed ruin you?
No.
Because this person in this picture is dead.
Well, yeah, that's the guy in the picture that my wife.
Oh, I'm ready.
That my
Are
wife,
you ready?
You know,
oh, what's the writing on the back? It was the Christmas 97. Look at mom's house.
Oh, those diamond earrings?
Oh, yeah.
Those are those straight cubic zirconias, bitch.
Oh, look at the bracelet. The gold
frame,
bracelet.
The gold frames.
Gold watch.
Gold Versace frames.
A silver satin, like, tux coat, whatever that is.
All sorts of gold jewelry.
This is like Rico Suave, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Dude, he looked very,
very swarthy.
Look at him looking into the camera. The look on his face is, yup.
He looks like he's
your girl just left my hot tub.
He looks like somebody's bothering him by taking a photo.
Right.
He doesn't have time for that.
Bro, you're breaking my holiday
swag. He doesn't have time for that.
If do you think he should share that with the people?
Absolutely.
And then look at his brother, who looks like old Cabrera or Bartolo Colon was over for Christmas.
He's just and Roberto's got like a little mean mug too going.
He does.
Dude. Oh my gosh!
And he's holding
look
a 32-ounce cocktail.
The swag on that. Oh my goodness, that's incredible.
Better add some more chlorine.
That needs to be on the internet.
This should be shared, correct?
Of the earrings. Oh, no. He's got the hoop earrings, too.
Oh, yeah, I think in one ear had like two or three in one ear.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And what city?
Just 97 Slay Fest.
What city were you terrorizing at this point?
St. Clair Shores.
Oh, my. Wow.
Just a
all right,
party.
Roberto.
Well, I was spread out. I was spread out. Mount Clemens, Roseville, Royal Oaks,
just the
Sterling
east
Heights.
Side.
I was all over the east side.
Just the east side. East side pimp.
Will you come and get this picture? I do think you should share it with the people.
Why is it so crumbled up? First of all,
they try
to
get
rid
of it.
In your back pocket with you.
It's a reminder of all that he's lost.
Yeah, I fold it up in my wallet. And
the
I
hair,
take it out and I cry.
The self-confidence, probably some of the integrity.
Oh.
Just all that he's lost
no,
is
but
in
seriously,
that photo.
Though, if I worked really, really hard, I could get back to that,
no,
I think.
Can't.
I mean, I can't get hair back.
No,
but
I'll tell you why you couldn't. Yeah. Because you have, you have no willpower.
Right.
Do you know what you said to me earlier this week? Seriously. And this
I'm out.
I've taken the last year of my life to like get myself in order again until I probably ruin it again. The point is, you're like, Mike, just give up. And I go, no, I'm good, dude. Like, I'm actually like getting better here. And you're like, I'm just gonna get as fat as I can. I'm like, cool. Happy holidays, Roberto. Like,
don't try to recreate this either. Like, it's just not, it's not going to be
not gonna
worth
happen.
It. It's not going to be worth it.
But, TJ, hold on.
The memories are going to be much more powerful.
No
don't
hair transplant.
Don't you think it would provide us with memories?
Don't try to recreate it.
He comes into work on a Monday, and he's got, like, a loud cuff satin shirt. Roberto, is that an earring? Like, if he just went back and did it all over again? TJ can't get enough.
An incredible Halloween outfit, but
all right, Roberto, take a picture of this.
Listen, there was a time and a place where that was very, that's just what you did.
Oh, yeah, this is totally 90s, too, by the way.
What were you wearing? We're the same age, Mike. So what the hell were you wearing?
Well, I grew up poor, so there would be a difference there.
Oh, there was no diamonds and satin. And
you're right.
Gold bracelets,
Roberto,
and a gold Rolex.
Yeah,
you don't
Roberto,
have that?
Here. Let's see. Our pictures are the same, except for the fact I didn't have Versace glasses, earrings, a silver satin shirt that was probably more expensive than the sneakers I wore. I didn't have a ring. I didn't have, oh, look, you have a chain around your neck. But yeah, we were the same.
I think I had the Jesus piece tucked in. You can't see it.
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, Mike, you probably had the gold earring or something, but when water got on it, the gold came off.
Yeah, it turned Spartan green.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, Roberto.
That's the Strazia.
Share this with the people. TJ,
right,
you need to give it a retweet. And then if people are sick enough to want to see Roberto at the height of his hot tub glory, you will be able to get that very soon. Come and get this photo. Let's go to Rob in Dearborn, 97.1. Rob, what's going on, bud?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.